Then the time comes that J.T. Griffin becomes ill.
Yes, he was ill, so mother and daddy moved back to Muskogee to oversee everything that was going on there. And John was, my Uncle John Griffin was overseas, and daddy and mother spoke about this so often to us children when we were growing up, because mother and her brother, John Griffin, their mother had died when they were, my mother was 13, 12 or 13. Her mother died of spinal meningitis. So she was sort of the head of the household with her daddy all those years. And he became ill, and when the war was over, I have all these letters that daddy, that's when he started writing all of our legislators that were in Washington, trying to get Uncle John released from service to come back to help gear up the company again so that we could produce more vegetables and more canned goods to go out. And Mr. Griffin, my grandfather, had told them, he was a brilliant man also, and he had said, well, the best way for me to sell my groceries is to own some radio stations. So in the 30s, he bought these radio stations, and then he'd advertise by Griffin Preserves and Griffin's Coffee and Griffin's Mayonnaise and Griffin's Mustard and all this. So he had those, but he said, the coming thing will be television. Okay. And he said, you must get into television.
But it was radio he was in first.
Yes, radio first.
Right, right. And so that's J.T. Griffin had that kind of vision.
He was a very, very, very smart man. I have never got to meet him. He passed. My brother Jimmy was the only one born when Grandfather Griffin died.
You said your brother. Let's name the children of Big Jim and Marjorie.
Okay, my oldest brother, James C. Lake Jr., he passed away 2 years ago, not from COVID, just passed away in his sleep. And he was a lawyer, but did not really practice law. He was a gourmand. He was like my parents, very interested in diverse areas. Then we have my brother, John Griffin Lake, who was a TV man, and he ran our television station over in Little Rock, Arkansas, KATV Television. And then my sister Jean Lake, and Jean was 2 years older than I, and she died. She died at 39, and that was in 1988. And then my brother John Lake died when he was 43, and that was in 1991. And they died of cancer. And she had gone to school and gotten a degree. Both John Lake and Jimmy Lake both went to the University of Arkansas, Pig Suey, and Jean went to OU, but then transferred out to the University of Arizona in Tucson to join me in college. And she went on to get a degree at the Cordon Bleu, and then she went on and got another degree at Sotheby's Institute for Fine Art, and her specialty was antique silver.
Wow. So you're the only one left standing, aren't you? Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
And in very good health.
Very good health and very happy.
I'm taken by voices, and your voice is so big and strong. Was Big Jim's voice big
yes.
like that?
Mm-hmm. So very much. Both my parents had strong voices, but I'm often mistaken when I call on the phone for a man.
Oh, I'm sure. And listen to that laugh. That's a very attractive. Okay, well, let's talk about, there are many businesses, but since I'm a radio guy,
yeah.
Let's talk about radio stations. So the first radio station then would have been what?
I don't really remember how many, because if you remember, they were scattered around. None of these had a large area of distribution because of the size of the towers and all at that time.
So what stations did they have?
The KOMA in Oklahoma City, KTUL Radio in Tulsa, and I'm sure several other smaller ones around.
And so they had those radio stations. And then, because your grandfather had the vision for television,
They started on that. They started on television. They knew what they wanted. They got Uncle John back. And I will say that in business, which my mother and my uncle and my father were in business together over 50 years, and they never had an argument because they all were of the same mindset. My uncle was a very quiet man, but very determined and knowledgeable in what he wanted. So they started in trying to get TV stations. And they applied for a license in Muskogee. And it was opposed by a family in Muskogee that wanted it for themselves. We were granted the one in Oklahoma City for KWTV, one in Little Rock, Arkansas for KA Television, and the one in Muskogee, which was KWTV, I think, or something. I can't remember the call letters right now. And so the key was, the hard part, was getting the metal to put up the towers, because this is the end of World War II. All of the metal had been used during the war. And Daddy found I have a letter where he said, well, they said there's a tower on the ground in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And they would go around and they would find these. They scavenged them. And then they put three television stations on the air in 9 months. Channel 7 in Little Rock was the first. Then it was Channel 9 and then Channel 8. And the strongest one was, of course, Channel 9 in Oklahoma City. It was the capital city of the state. CBS was the number one TV station. This is 1953, so there isn't a whole lot of content on air. There was a lot of blank screen on air. But that one was immediately... ABC was the third major television station to go on the air, and it took, that was Leonard Goldenson had put it on the air, and it took a while for it to really gain its strength, and in the late 60s and in the 70s is when it came on gangbusters, but all three stations did well.